Brett Hollander back with you here on WBAL News Radio 1090. And the Final Four in lacrosse is upon us. And what a game for one of the national semifinals. A couple of local teams, Johns Hopkins and the University of Maryland, as they renew the best rivalry in college lacrosse. Dave Petromalo, the head coach of the Blue Jays, joins us right now. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. Does this get old? Your, what now, fifth appearance in the Final Four as a head coach?
No, it doesn't get old at all.
Are you kind of surprised, and if you could be honest with me for a moment, that we're having this conversation today, a few days shy of an appearance in the semifinals?
No, I'd have to tell you yes and no. No meaning, you know, there was a time that, you know, at the beginning of the season after the fall, we felt like this team, you know, had the ability and the potential to, you know, to be a Final Four team. You know, when we went through the tragedy and then, you know, obviously didn't perform particularly, you know, great at certain points of the season, and we were 4-6, you know, obviously the concern then wasn't, you know, getting to the Final Four. It was just getting a win. And, you know, so at that time, you know, certainly, you know, we felt like the team was still good enough, but we weren't performing well enough, and we were not in a great place at that time.
Going back to what sparked this great run, can you think of a definitive moment in a game, in a practice, in a fourth quarter in the last 4 or 5 weeks that sparked this?
You know, I think there's two kind of triggers or two, you know, moments I would point to. One was Penn State, where we were able to, you know, finally get a stop on defense and make a play on offense to win a game in overtime, and it was actually double overtime. We had lost two games in overtime prior to that against Princeton and Virginia. So that was, I think it allowed us to take a deep breath and say, whew, okay. And then the Maryland game, you know, I think the intensity of the rivalry showed us that week of practice that, you know, the coach has been saying all along, well, we got to practice harder, we got to play harder, we're not doing that. And our guys actually thought they were. And I think we came to the realization as a team that, you know what, the coaches are right, we can play harder, we can practice harder, we can give more. You know, and obviously I thought we did that in that game. I think that was a big moment for us as well to realize there was more to give.
Dave Petromalo is with us here on WBAL News Radio 1090. You mentioned the Terps. Obviously, it's amazing to have this game, this great rivalry, and how often you guys have played going back so many decades and generations. But to have this game in the Final Four and the ratcheted up intensity of it, does that add anything to you, or is this game big, obviously, no matter who you're playing?
Yeah, listen, this game's big no matter who you're playing, but I think you've got to be careful, you know, not to just focus on outcome. You know, we're best when we focus on, you know, who's in front of us and what we have to do. You know, and that's what we've talked about, you know, kind of avoid the clutter and the noise, focus on the University of Maryland, you know, what they do and what we have to do to be successful. And, you know, both teams know each other very well. It's a great rivalry, so that's a big game anyway, no matter when you play it or where you play it. And the fact that it's in the Final Four to go to a national championship, you know, obviously makes it bigger. But from our perspective, you know, we're also fighting for more time together. With all that this group's dealt with, you know, there's a big, you know, one of the big things for us, one of the most important things to us, is try to have as much time as we possibly can together. And, you know, that's part of this.
That is something. When I say a John Tillman coach team, what's your reaction to that? What does that mean?
They're very well coached. They are extraordinarily well coached. You know, I find it interesting, you know, that people, you know, were rather critical, you know, or at least, you know, had some words to say when Maryland won 3 in a row by one goal and, you know, what's wrong and they're not playing as well. And I looked at it as like, you know, wow, they're really tough. You know, to go on the road for two of those games in the stretch that they had and to earn 3 wins, one at Ohio State in front of a huge crowd in a big game, one up at Rutgers, you know, where maybe it wasn't their best day. And then, you know, to earn those wins, I think, said a lot. So when I think of their team, you know, I think they're very well coached. I think they're very, very competitive.
Dave Petromala, the head lacrosse coach at Hopkins, is with us for another few moments here on WBAL News Radio 1090. I know you'll talk about him all the time this week and leading up to the game on Saturday, but Wells Stanwyck, what is so special about him?
You know what? He's, in my opinion, one of the more unheralded or underappreciated guys out there. I mean, he's got a great lacrosse IQ, tremendous skills. You know, but what I think he does is he's a guy that's not the fastest, not the biggest, not the strongest, yet he is one of the most competitive guys I know. You know, you wouldn't know that just meeting him. You wouldn't know that, you know, by just looking at him. But the young man wants to compete. He wants to win. He wants his team to succeed. And he has been hugely important to our team this year, and certainly not underappreciated by us.
Hmm. And faceoff will obviously loom large in any game, particularly this weekend. The Maryland faceoff ace, there's an injury question there, but let's say it's Rafa. How talented is he, and what does Hopkins need to do to kind of win their fair share?
Well, by watching him the other day, I would say he's as healthy as he's been. He performed very well the other day, and was a big reason why, you know, they handled Carolina. You know, they won the possession battle. They got great goaltending and great faceoff play. And if you got those two things in the playoffs, man, you got two big entities that you know, can help you win a lot of games. So for us, you know, we've got to find some way to get our fair share. You know, whether it's we got to muck it up and make it a ground ball, whether, you know, we're able to win a few outright. You know, we just can't let him go on a 3, 4, 5, 6, you know, 7 faceoff win run, which will allow them, you know, play make it take it if they score a goal. We're going to have to find a way to get our fair share, and that's not going to be an easy thing to do. Wing play will be important. It'll have to be, you know, a 10-man job, not just the faceoff guy or the guys on the wings. You know, we'll have to work hard with our attack to ride if they go backwards, and work hard with our defense to maybe, you know, challenge some exchanges and see if we can force a few turnovers.
Last question, Coach. With graduation, how does that affect and impact the events of the week and the preparation?
Well, you know what? It doesn't. It doesn't. It doesn't, because we had a private graduation yesterday with our president. So our seniors have graduated, and it was just a special occasion. We're very thankful that the president did that for our families. But it does, because tomorrow's graduation, and we have practice right during graduation. So getting in and out of the locker room and getting over to the field and then getting on the bus has been a bit of a logistical nightmare without getting in the way of everybody. But I guess that's the least of our concerns. You know, graduation, you know, has come and gone, and we're excited. And, you know, the great thing is now what's ahead of us is really exciting stuff.
And it's the Hopkins Blue Jays and the Maryland Terrapins once again, this time for a right to play for a national championship. They'll do it at Lincoln Financial Field on Saturday at 3:30 in Philadelphia. Dave Petromala, good luck. Congratulations on making it this far, and hopefully we're talking on Monday.
That would be great. Thanks so much for your time today.
That is Dave Petromala. We'll come back with much more here on WBAL News Radio 1090.